Computer cookie. Over the past week or so, I have noticed a lot of the questions being asked in the discussion boards can often be answered with existing cookbook recipes. Being a sunny Friday here in California, I thought I would take the opportunity to highlight some of the recipes I have seen have been most useful in helping discussion posts. 1. Interacting with the Force.com REST API from PHP and Ruby. Pat has baked up some sweet recipes with just the right mix of ingredients for using the new REST API and authenticating via OAuth 2. Definitely worth a bite. http://developer.force.com/cookbook/recipe/interact-with-the-force.com/rest-api-from-ruby. http://developer.force.com/cookbook/recipe/interact-with-the-force.com/rest-api-from-php. 2. Controlling recursive triggers. This is a common concern for many organizations with multiple triggers. I could write a best practice article on strategies for developing and managing multiple triggers within your org alone. Great recipe. http://developer.force.com/cookbook/recipe/controlling-recursive-triggers. 3. Using relationship queries. One of the strengths of SQL is its ability to navigate relationships. For many, however, becoming familiar with the syntax can take some time. The following recipe should help you feeling satisfied. I also included a link to a fantastic article on Developer Force, which, emo, is one of the best references for understanding SQL and relationships. http://developer.force.com/cookbook/recipe/using-relationship-queries. http://wiki.developerforce.com/index.php/a_deeper_look_at_SQL_relationship_queries_force.com. There you have it. 3 of the tastiest recipes which I use frequently to help folks on the discussion boards. Of course, if you have more recipes to add, throw on that chef's hat and start baking.